What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 64 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren. And today for this Training Tuesday, we're going to be discussing machines versus free weights.
Yes, this should be a pretty quick one today, but it's definitely a very important topic that isn't talked about too much, especially, you know, when people are a little bit newer to the gym. They might be like, well, why would I do this shoulder press on free weights versus machines? Why can't I interchange the both of them? So we just want to get into kind of the pros and cons of both, because nothing is going to be perfect on that side of things. They both definitely come with pros and cons. But first off, which one do you personally prefer?
I used to say free weights, but honestly, machines are just getting better and better, right? The longer companies have, they're developing better and better machines.
Very true.
And so now I would say I'm starting to lean more towards machines. I like incline pressing on machines better. I like hitting abs on machines better. I like doing a lot more on machines for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a machine girl. I have been for the past couple of years. I used to really only do free weights just because I was kind of scared to use a lot of the machines. And I feel like that's what a lot of people, you know, they are afraid seeing all these crazy machines in the gym, because realistically, as you said, like, there's so many new machines coming out, and some of them are just so crazy that you'll look at it and you'll be like, what is this? Yeah. Like, how do I use it? And, you know, especially if you're newer to the gym, going in and trying to figure out these new machines. Even me, I'm not new to the gym, and I still, you know, get embarrassed trying to figure out a new machine.
The first time we looked at the like vertical leg press when it's all the way above your head going in there, I was like, what? I was like, oh, is this going to drop on me? Like,
yeah, those vertical leg presses, it all depends on where those are placed in the gym, because someone's going to be getting a real good coot shot. So bad. But yeah, there are some crazy, especially glute machines that are coming out lately. Glute hamstrings that even I'll look at them and be like, how the fuck do I use that? We have a standing hip thrust machine in our gym, which I'm still, you know, trying to figure out, but there's just some crazy things that are coming out. And when it comes to machines versus free weights, again, plenty of pros and cons of each. So let's get into that.
Awesome. Well, first off, with machines, guys, straight up, they're safer. They're going to be safer because they are a fixed motion. So it's really making sure that, you know, whatever your range of motion is supposed to be, your body stays in line correctly.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be a lot safer for sure. If you're maybe older, trying to prevent injury a little bit more, maybe you are prone to a specific injury, maybe you have issues with your shoulder, you might be better off using machines on that side of things.
Back injuries, that's huge. Like, for example, if you tried to do a bent over barbell row, that can add a lot more tension on your back, your core, because you have to have all that stability in there. Rather than if you do a seated chest supported row on a machine, then that's not engaged. You can really just focus on pulling the weight and squeezing your back.
Yeah, for sure. They're also, machines are going to be good for isolation for specific muscle groups. You know, rather than say you're doing a dumbbell row, it's going to hit a lot more areas than maybe if you're doing a more isolated one, or even for, you know, the smaller muscle groups like glute, shoulders, you know, glute kickbacks. A lot of these smaller muscle groups, you might get a lot more benefit from a machine if you're really trying to target that muscle group and not hit a bunch of other muscles as well.
Yeah, I would say for hitting specific angles and parts of your muscle groups, especially, like, for example, your back, when it comes to something like a high row, a lot of people will try to do face pulls or try to do something with cables, but it can be so easy to have your elbows at the wrong angle. You're not doing something correctly on there. Rather than if you just have a machine where you're doing some sort of high row, it is fixed in position. You know you are hitting it correctly. You know you're hitting the muscle group you're supposed to be hitting.
Exactly. So along with that, machines can be a little bit more user-friendly for beginners. I know they can be a little bit scary figuring it out, you know, seeing exactly which machine does what and how to use it, how to get in, how to get out, how to unrack the weight. But once you have all of that figured out, it's actually going to be quite easy to actually do the movement, as long as they have a weight that's light enough for you, because that is another issue with machines, is that sometimes the starting weight on some machines might even be too much for beginners. Some of these machines are just super heavy, even with nothing on them.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, sometimes the base weight of the machines will be 45 pounds, just like a barbell, and you know, not everyone can lift a barbell starting out when they're lifting. So yeah, you're screwed if that ends up happening. You just can't use a machine in that case for sure.
Yeah, but typically when you are newer to the gym using these machines, the, you know, the movement pattern and the line of direction is going to be a lot smoother. You're just going to be performing the rep rather than having to stabilize your core or stabilize everything else in your body trying to figure it out. Now, that has pros and cons of itself, but...
Yeah, this is even like using something like a Smith machine to squat instead of a barbell to squat. You know, it keeps your body in line. So a lot of times when people try to barbell squat, they find themselves leaning forward, they can't stay straight, they can't keep everything in line. Well, once you use a Smith machine, everything is straight, everything's in line because it's a fixed bar path. So that is an advantage for the machines for sure.
Mm-hmm. And another huge one is typically how easy it is to adjust the weights. I am a pin loaded lover. Mm-hmm. I love machines where you could just move the pin super easy, especially when you're doing things like warm-up sets, drop sets, any of these sets where you will be frequently changing the weight that you're lifting. It's going to be a lot easier on a machine rather than going and having to change out your dumbbells, change out your barbell. Nothing worse than doing something like an RDL, a hip thrust on barbell, and you're having to change the weight. That shit is a whole ass workout in itself. Yeah. That is the biggest benefit of a hip thrust
changing
machine.
Plates. Oh.
It's just not having to set up a fucking hip thrust, because that shit is a whole workout in itself.
And then the plates at our gym too, on top of it, are like slippery as fuck.
So slippery.
You can't even pick them up. So it's just so hard. I literally have to use my shirt or use like our grips just to get plates sometimes. It's
crazy. Sometimes that shit is harder than the actual workout. It just will fatigue you so much and just unnecessary. So if you do have access to nice pin loaded machines, they can give you a good weight. That's going to be a huge advantage of those, that you just have to move the pin. Sure, you need to do a drop set. Awesome. Just moving that rather than having to get off, have a training partner who can take up the weight for you, can definitely be good for that aspect, especially when you're doing drop sets like that. If you don't have a training partner, because not everybody does. Me and Dylan don't train together.
Exactly. And you want to be able to implement some intensifier sometimes into your workouts, change weights quickly. And you just, it's physically impossible. If you're by yourself, like I'll try to do drop sets by myself, taking plates off really quick, but you still, then you're just out of it. You're out of the motion. You're not back into position. You have to get relocked in. It's like a minute that you end up missing instead of just taking like 5 seconds to switch a pin and you're right back to it.
Exactly. So now let's get into more so free weights. So when we say free weights, we're talking about dumbbells, kettlebells, barbells, basically not machines, things that you're having to control a little bit more. So one huge benefit of these is going to be just overall functional strength. It's going to be 100%. A lot more similar to just day-to-day movements.
Yes. Yeah. And that is so important for most people. If you're a lifestyle client, if you don't want to be a bodybuilder, you know, there's definitely a reason to justify using free weights instead, just because this is what's going to actually help you in your everyday life more, right? So that's just always something you have to think about. While yes, the machines may be safer, it's like, yeah, but do you always want to do the safe thing that's protecting everything? Or do you want to be able to really improve your functional strength? And hey, maybe these places that are weak on your body, training with functional strength, training with free weights is actually going to help strengthen those.
Yeah, I'm a huge advocate for everybody. No matter what, you got to have some sort of free weights in there because, yeah, of course, a machine might be a little bit safer, but that's also taken away, you know, the functionality of it. So I think that everybody should have a little bit of both. And a huge thing that I am a huge believer in is beginners should really nail down the basics first, really nail down, you know, those dumbbell movements, those barbell movements, because, yeah, it might be a little bit harder, but it's going to give you so much more activation, and so many other muscle groups require so much more engagement and really teach you how to properly brace and control this weight rather than relying on that machine.
Yeah, I think definitely free weights are going to, in my opinion, will maximize your growth as a new lifter as well. When it just comes to growth, strength, everything, they're going to maximize it because you are getting that recruitment from so many other muscle groups versus a machine that's really isolated.
Yeah, so another huge thing is going to be range of motion. Not saying you can't get proper range of motions on machines, because on most you can, but there's always some that are just weird and don't allow you to get that proper.
Or some people just aren't, you know, they just kind of get in the machine and they don't adjust anything. They don't adjust heights. And that's something you, if you are training machines, you have to pay attention to be doing. That is a drawback of the machines, where you do have to make sure that, hey, it's all set up for you. There's some machines where I have to adjust fucking four or five things on the machine to get it the right angle.
Yeah, for real. And I know a super common one is like RDL machines, Pit Sharks, anything that you're doing an RDL on, Smith machines. Super common that they won't give you the proper range of motion because they can't go down low enough. I know most Smith machines I see these days, you can't even do hip thrusts on them because they don't go down low enough. Same thing with RDLs. And then a lot of people will still try to do this because maybe their coach programmed this in for them, but they just don't have the correct Smith machine for it. So they're just not getting proper range of motion when they'd be way better off with a barbell or dumbbells.
Yeah, unless they want to go bring a bench over there and go stand on the bench while they're doing their RDLs. Like, I don't know what other option you're going to have there.
Exactly. So make it easy on yourself. And if that is the case, you probably just want to stick with dumbbells. But as we touched on a little bit earlier as well, just overall activation within your body, dumbbells are going to force you to activate your core, to keep your back straight, to really keep your body safe, which again has pros and cons because it can be a little bit more dangerous.
This is actually a part of the argument when people say you don't need to train abs. If you train machines, you probably need to train a lot more abs than someone who's training free weights, because people are training free weights, you're getting so much more core activation. I remember when I was regularly deadlifting, my fucking abs would be sore at every single time after a deadlift session, every single time. And that's just how it works with the free weights. And on top of that, when it comes to getting core activation, learning how to activate your core, this is going to help your longevity, your quality of life, because you're learning to be able to do these things. So you're going to be learning to be able to lift things properly, so you don't throw out your back, have to get a, you know, back replacement, back surgery when you're 50, and then all of a sudden your movement's limited the rest of your life. You're learning to do these things that are really going to help you long term.
Exactly. It definitely provides you with a lot of long-term benefits when you are doing it correctly. But I can tell you from personal experience, I am so much more sore when I'm doing anything free weight, deadlifts, any type of RDLs. Like, I will be so much more sore everywhere because, yeah, you're forced to brace so hard so that you don't get injured.
Yep, you
Yeah.
Yeah, and just poop yourself.
Yeah, and just overall versatility. Obviously, you can do anything with free weights. You're not forced to, you know, just do a specific movement because that's the machine that your gym has.
Yep. All I had during COVID was a set of 20-pound dumbbells, and I trained my full body with a set of 20-pound dumbbells and a jump rope.
Yeah, so overall, there are pros and cons to both, but don't feel like you have to have all these crazy special machines to make proper progress, because you don't.
Yeah, absolutely not, guys. So you let us know, which do you prefer, machines or free weights, and let us know why.
All right, see you guys later.
Awesome. Peace.